Fantasy football for some overtime. We've got some more games to talk about for Trenchum and Benchum for week four, and we will roll with Sunday night football. Jack, Buffalo taking on the Ravens. Good game.
Yeah, finally we get a good game here after some of that, you know, whatever we just went through, right?
Yeah.
So Josh Allen coming off a monster game. He's in the trenches. I watched Good Morning Football a lot, and Derrick Henry was on, and they're interviewing him and asking about Josh Allen. He said he loves him, said he's one of the, you know, the best players out there. Everybody loves Josh Allen, so get him out there in the trenches. To me, the surprise has been at running back. Cook, you can trench this guy. Buffalo's never had a good, consistent running back, but Cook's doing pretty darn well. So get him in the trenches. Khalil Shakir as a WR2, he's been doing really well, but if he's on your roster, you may be hard-pressed to find better people. And given as it's a Sunday night game, you just need to make sure that a lot of the noon questionables, don't start someone when you get Shakir on the bench. Watch that noon kickoff time so you can get these guys, these late round guys in there, or late time guys in there. Dalton Kincaid, tight end mandatory. Bills defense, even against the Ravens, if it's a defense mandatory kind of league where you got to start a defense and the Bills are your defense, then you just keep running with them. And then when it comes to Keon Coleman, I'm not putting him in the trenches, but I'm not dropping this guy either. I would not drop him off my fantasy team, but I also wouldn't put him in the starting lineup. So that's what's going on in Buffalo. On to the Baltimore side of the ball. Obviously, we're going to be starting everybody's favorite rushing quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Guy's just a straight beast. He's going to find a way to get fantasy points no matter what. Derrick Henry's an RB1, doesn't matter who he's playing. Zay Flowers, another guy I missed out on in most drafts. I've got him on one team out of seven. But he's in my trenches as a WR1. He's Lamar Jackson's favorite target. Tight end mandatory. Andrews and Likely. If you got both or you have the option, I like Likely better. But in my opinion, John, this is the time you get somebody like Andrews off your team. You trade him. See if you can get something for him. That's just my take. Rashard Bateman, WR3, sexy, flexy if he's on your team. And if you have Henry and you don't have Hill, that's kind of your fault. Look at all the running backs. He gets a lot of use. And then that Ravens defense, again, doesn't really matter who they're playing. If that's your defense and you roll with them, go for it. There are better ones this week, but they're not terrible. This is going to be like the game of the week, right? I know we said Vikings, Green Bay, but people want to watch this game.
For sure. Baltimore favored by 2.5. Monday Night Football. We got two games again this week. Hoping to get one good one out of two, and I get an opportunity to break down. That's right, Tennessee, Miami.
Ooh.
You know,
the Dirty South battle there, John.
Well, it's we're talking about Billie Jean's here. So we'll start with that Tennessee side of the ball. This guy.
that was not your car speakers, ladies and gentlemen.
Blowing out. I'll tell you, he's awful. But you know, when we put the music behind it, kind of makes it a little bit better. What's going on in Tennessee? It's Tony Pollard. Maybe some Tajay Spears. What's going on with Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyler Boyd? Well, we've got Billie Jean throwing him the ball. So they are low-end flex plays at best in Tennessee. And that's the best I can do to try and amp that up, is to give you a little Billie Jean's while we roll through the Tennessee Titans depth chart. Miami, oh boy. I'll tell you, this is shaping up to be just a terrible game. I don't know what else to say. It looks like Tyler Huntley might be taking snaps this week. I think that's an upgrade over Skylar Thompson. Tim Boyle, it might be too. I don't know. But you got to start Devon Achane. Tyreek Hill, we talked about it. What do you do? I think he maybe is a flex play, but I'll tell you what, I'm benching Jalen Waddle. I don't need him. And that's about it for Miami. Miami favored by one, which brings us to the second Monday Night Football game, Lyle, Seattle and Detroit.
Hey, yeah. John.
Yeah.
Since we're on the overtime, I just wanted to mention again real quick. This is the time that if you want Tyreek Hill, go out and try to buy him. If you have Jalen Waddle, try to sell him. Like, you know, I can't have that kind of inconsistency at quarterback play on my roster and try to win a championship.
Right.
You know, I would trade Jalen Waddle for a number of low-end WR2s and certainly a running back too. Almost any running back too I would trade Jaylen Waddle for immediately.
Yeah, you got to get to the playoffs. That's the only way you can win the championship. So I'm with you on that.
Playoffs?
Seattle, Detroit, Lyle, what do you got?
Lots of starts. That's what you got. Geno Smith, I think at this point and with this matchup, I think you got to play Geno Smith. He's quarterback 11 right now, and Detroit's pass defense has not been very good, and a couple pass rushers I think are going to be missing this one on Monday night. So suit them up. Kenneth Walker III, that's the tricky one. He has been limited in practice, and it's the Monday night game, so you're going to have to really pay attention and or trust that he's going to suit up if you have him. If he plays, he's an RB1. If he doesn't, man, I hope you have Zach Charbonnet, who's looked really sharp in his stead the last couple of weeks. So you'd play Charbonnet, of course, if Walker's out, and vice versa. So great plays if you've got him. DK Metcalf, he's a wide receiver too, at the very least. He's had a very good start to the year. Then you go with Jackson Smith and Jigba. His volume is very strange this week or this season. 2 targets in week 1, 16 targets in week 2. Mm. 3 targets last week. I don't know. It's really hard to play him at this point. I suppose he's maybe in a deeper league, a flex play at best. Same with Tyler Lockett, who hasn't found the end zone yet this year. So I don't really like either one of those guys. I'd like to keep him on my bench if possible. As for Detroit, Jared Goff is quarterback 23. I don't think that's going to last. I think you can play him this week. I think this is where he gets back on track. I like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. They're both startable guys. They're both probably RB1s at this point. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you're still playing him. And again, the injury bug with Sam Laporta, he's not practiced at this point. You're going to have to roll the dice on Monday night if you want to play him in tight end mandatory, or maybe pick up his substitute or backup, which would be Brock Wright, I guess, if you're in a desperate spot. Definitely playing Jameson Williams as well, but not either of these defenses.
Waymo, J-Mo, Detroit. Favored by 3.5. I agree. I think that's going to be a fun football game to watch. And that brings overtime to a close here on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We thank you for tuning in on the app and online. And we will see you next Saturday at 10 right here on the Loon.